on what the Lord would have for his church tonight. And I got a little bit of an introduction. Y'all just hang with me, sit tight for a second. I believe it's gonna get together. I believe the Lord will put it together. And if not, Pastor, you just run me off. Brother Mike, you can call me down if you feel it's gone off the rockers. But I was thinking about the church. Thinking about, you know, hey, what the church we're in here in 2019, you know, Brother Victor started off with a pretty strong rendition about how the homosexuals have taken over and how abortion has now become commonplace and things that the old-timers in the faith, hey, that they would never even fathom the things that are just commonplace today. Hey, and just started thinking it's easy sometimes, Brother Van, to get discouraged. Sometimes it's easy to wonder what in the world, you know, I've heard the preachers, couple, they'll say, you know, perilous times. These are perilous times, and I believe that. Hey, and I believe that the Lord's going to have us maybe focus on a little bit of that at the beginning. Hey, but guess what? Hey, we may be down. We're not out. Hey, I don't even know if we're down. Hey, we look at, you know, babies being murdered. That looks like we're down. Homosexuals and people marrying their toaster, hey, and trying to fall in love with a neighbor's dog. Hey, that's where we are in America. Hey, and it seems like, Brother Don, if we focus on that, hey, we might be in trouble. Hey, but guess what? The Lord ain't left us. Hey, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hey, if this word was good 100 years ago, it's worth something today. Hey, if it was worth something to Noah, hey, if it was worth something to Abraham, when he said, rise up and go into a place, hey, that I'll show you. Hey, if it was fit to go up and follow then, it's fit to go up and follow now. Hey, the society may change. Hey, but this worship is not going to change. Hey, Jeremiah 6, verse 16. Jeremiah said, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where's the good ways, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Hey, Brother Troy, it's easy to look about the ones that's turning away now. Hey, they was turning away on Jeremiah. Hey, they was turning away on them preachers back then. Hey, they'll be turning around today. Hey, how do I know? Because the Lord promised us these seasons are still going to continue till he comes back and gets us and takes us home. Hey, so what are we going to do? Hey, we're going to keep reading God's word and press on. Hey, another prophet, Ezekiel, looked out in 22 and verse 30. He said, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it, but I found none. I'd like to talk about that for a little bit tonight. Hey, then the Lord maybe preach through our hearts. Hey, about are we willing to stand in the gap for the land? Hey, we'll look around and we'll shout. Hey, and we'll put all the coal on Victor's fire. Hey, we'll get him going. Hey, I can get us running right now by preaching on queers and sodomites and preaching on abortion. Hey, and the church will be ready to go. Hey, but then all of a sudden when we talk about standing in the gap, everybody goes quiet. Hey, when we talk about what the problem is, hey, we all love talking about the problem, but when it comes to fixing the problem, we go a little quiet. They'd like to maybe pass on what the Lord has had me carrying for these last few days. Hey, I want to look around here when he says, I sought for a man. Hey, we understand this man, this word is just a person. Hey, we don't serve a God that takes the ladies and say, guess what? He's looking for a man. So all you women can go up, sit down in a basement and sew and talk amongst yourselves because this is a man's religion. No, that's not the God we serve. Hey, that's not what this word talks about. He looks out and he says, I sought someone to stand in the gap. Kendra testified. She was talking to her dad about, hey, all the lost ones, hey, that's going to go to hell, and the ones that we go to school for, it's going to be pretty hard for me to stand in the gap for Kendra's friends. Why? Because I'm not sure what grade she's in. I probably could get it within one or two. Hey, I've never seen her friends, Brother Kenny. It's going to be kind of hard for me to stand in that gap. Hey, but guess what? Hey, the Lord's got people in this auditorium tonight, in the sanctuary tonight. Hey, if you'll decide, I want to be the one to stand in the gap. That's the question God's got for us. Are we willing to stand in it? Got on the internet, and if it's on there, it has to be true. So I'm pretty sure every one of these percentages I'm about to give us has to be gospel, because I don't think they're allowed to post it if it's not. But I tried my best to do due diligence and not try to just put smoke in front of the church. Tried to make sure some of these stats come from credible backgrounds. But before we get into the message, I'd like to just think about some of these things. Hey, the internet tells me when it talks about the percentage of people that attend church, hey, the internet had let me know that in 2050, hey, they're saying that in 2050, there'll be half of the people that went to church in the 1990s by 2050. And then I also ran across, hey, another population statistic that said in 2050 will be the first time in history that the Muslim population will equal the population of Christianity. Hey, what's happening? People's leaving the church and people's not coming back into it. What's happening? Hey, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound, and the ones that's got the grace are hanging on to it, but the sin's dragging a bunch of them out. Hey, church, we've got to understand. Hey, we can preach about the Sodomites and preach about the sin, but if we don't understand that Satan's got his church and he's raising up Islam to put Christianity into bonds, hey, we might have to pay for some of this lasciviousness that we're doing and sitting on top of our heels. Hey, but we understand in 2050, hey, they're telling us we're going to be equal. About some of these other percentages was there's an estimated 4,000 new churches that are began every year in the United States. And that sounds good. Hey, but the other statistic is 7,000 churches a year close their doors. All of us can look back and we've drove by some. Brother Van, maybe to get here tonight, we know churches can say, man, hey, that church used to stand on the gospel. Man, there was fire-breathing preachers sitting right in there. There was Holy Ghost singing and testifying in that church, and she's closed and locked up. Or maybe we've seen some, hey, that was a good, sound church and the doors closed, and now there's a New Life International, whatever, we don't even know what they are on the door in and now. Hey, what do we got to understand, church? We got to understand the time that we're living in. Some more of these stats. It says by nationwide attendance, it's fallen. It says it said 3,500 people a day. I don't know if I believe that one, so I'm just going to say, hey, the stats say 1,000 every day. They say the church loses thousands of people. Goes on and it says that that every year 1,500 pastors will leave the ministry. Hey, we think about these 4,000 churches being started. I don't know how we're starting 4,000 churches when only 1,500 preachers are looking for jobs. Hey, I don't understand what's going on. Hey, but we got to know that's the time we're living in. Hey, that's why we're living in a situation that we are. I'm going to keep going to get to the message here. Hey, this stat also told us, hey, told me that that one in seven pastors, only one in seven are under the age 40. Hey, when they took a group in the census of how old the pastors are, hey, that's why they're saying the church is dying daily, because the old timers aren't getting replaced. Hey, the people that used to take up the heads, y'all hang with me, don't want nobody tighten on. Hey, we're going to get back to the King James. Hey, all them ones that was standing in the heads, Lord done promoted them and took them back home. Hey, they look down and we can look, hey, if we looked at just Mount Zion alone, hey, and we said that one was a pillar, and that one was a pillar, and that one was a pillar, and that one was a pillar. What was a pillar? A pillar held the building up. Hey, the pillars kept the doors open. The pillars prayed for the preachers. Hey, but when we ask ourselves, where's their children? Where's their children at tonight? Where's their grandchildren at tonight? And I'm not here to make nobody mad. Hey, but we can act like it ain't happening. Hey, and then just watch them close the door. Or we'll ask us tonight, is somebody willing to stand in the gap for the line? Is someone willing to say, hey, we're burying pillars? Hey, but we ain't raising the new ones up. I'm asking us tonight, is anybody willing to be one of these pillars? Read a little bit more on this thing, talking about this millennial generation. They technically tell me that me and Don are one of them. You know, they got a little subgroup or whatever. Hey, but this group coming up, I'll tell you what, they don't think like everybody else thinks. Hey, but what happens? Hey, Brother Mike, we still got to reach them. We got to figure out how to get the gospel to them without compromising it. That doesn't mean turn the smoke machine on. Hey, that doesn't mean have Christian plug that electric guitar in. Hey, and let's have us a light bar across the top. Hey, but we do got to understand what we're up against. Hey, some facts on these millennials. Hey, the only 40%, which is the lowest recorded percentage poll, only 40% even feel that religion is even relevant. That's all religion. That means 60% of the generation that's been raised, and some of them under the house of King James Bible preaching churches, have now walked out the door, and 60% say we don't even care about any type of religion. It also comes down and says, hey, but 80% of these millennials, the same ones who don't care about religion, 80% of them claim to be spiritual. We got to watch out with the crowd and the generation, hey, that's being raised. Why? Because they've been sold the lie of the devil. Hey, they went away. They've been deceived. The enemy has crept in and thrown the tares. There's more tares than wheat in this generation coming up. Also saw here that, hey, out of that 40% of the millennials, hey, 40% of them, this is 40% of the ones that said we don't even care if it's just a church, we're with it. 40% of them, they don't even care about a religious denomination. I'm not here to put Baptists on the flag and wave it. I'm not here to say, you know what, I'm out here recruiting. I'm not knocking on the door for members of Mount Zion Baptist. Hey, but I'm saying they don't even care. What they're saying is we don't even care what the doctrine is. We don't even care. Hey, I'm asking us tonight, hey, young people, do we care? Hey, when it comes time for me telling you to put this Bible and this word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against God, is that just a pledge we say at Vacation Bible School? Hey, Gabriel, do we actually care about the doctrine in the Bible and the words that it says? Hey, that's an answer that can't just be nodded. Hey, that's an answer that has to be shown. You've got to show me that you, if you're sitting here, hey, I've challenged my teenagers, I've challenged my church and said, hey, how many people here has ever read the Bible? Hey, not every hand can go up. Hey, how many people's read the Gospels? Not every hand goes up. Hey, how many people's never read the Gospels and say you're a follower of Christ? How you following Christ and you've never read the books about Him? Hey, that's the church that we're living in. Hey, they're sitting around and you got Google. Hey, man, brother, does somebody know something about the Bible? Hey, maybe we should just go call. Hey, maybe we can call Sister Linda. I think she used to go to church. Hey, let's ask her a question. Hey, what happened to just getting to the book and finding for ourselves? Hey, 40% of the already small chunk don't even care anyways. Well, you know what? Hey, you believe you can lose your salvation. I don't. Hey, you know what? Hey, let's just all get together and light a fire. Hey, and just hang out. Hey, that's not what this is about. Now, we'll say this. We got through that part. None of that was to paint a negative picture. Because I've got some news for you. It's always been like this. Yeah. Hey, we've just got the stats now. Hey, they didn't just now start falling out of church. Hey, they didn't just now starting to seek and find their favorite internet preacher and who's the flavor of the day. Hey, forget that old spitting preacher over the church. Hey, he's old. He don't know the things we do. He don't have the YouTube channel I've got. Hey, but guess what? Old Timothy got a letter from Paul and he told him, he said, hey, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. And hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Hey, I thank God that I know what I've heard, and I thank God I know who I've heard. Hey, because if you don't know Him, hey, it might make some sense on why you can't figure the book out. Hey, in verse 15 it says, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Thank God that we got some kids in the choir tonight. Hey, you know, I know Noah's already been called out. Hey, you know what? To be on a varsity football squad and to say, I'm not coming because I'm going to church. Hey, sometimes that'll get you laughed at. Hey, sometimes the coach will get mad at you. Hey, but thank God we got some young people in the house of the Lord tonight. Hey, why is that important? Well, because Paul said to continue in what you've learned and then turn around that the very same scriptures are going to make you wise unto salvation. Thank God with Christian's testimony that he gave. You know, a Christian blessed my heart, and I'm not trying to pump him up either. Hey, but you know what? For years, I couldn't get Christian. For years, me and Christian didn't get along. We butted heads. You can ask Tammy and the pastor. I was not Christian's favorite person. Hey, it seems like every time I gave him advice, hey, it was conflict. He would duck me if he could. He'd get out. But you know what? Hey, I'm not saying this to lift up Christian. I'm saying this as a warning. Hey, he was the pastor's son. He played the guitar in church. He stood in this spot right here, and he was lost as the devil. He was as lost as someone crawling out of a bar. Hey, I'd like to ask you tonight, hey, if the preaching comes out and maybe somebody gets up after I'm done and brings the gospel, hey, don't let a fake profession take you to hell. Hey, when you find out, why can't I stand in the gap? Because you're not standing on the rock. Hey, why doesn't it make sense? Because it's never made sense. Hey, how come I can see it? Hey, the Pharisees understood it. The Pharisees thought when Christ came down on the earth, he was going to give them a ribbon. They thought that just because I went there, just because I played, they thought they was going to get it. Hey, but what did he say? It's not about what you do. It's about what I can do. Right. Hey, thank God that Matthew chapter 7, you know, this is more encouraging for us. When it says, "Enter," Jesus says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Hey, I thank God that I found it. Thank God that I found that little narrow path, that straight way. That's not talking about straight as an arrow. There's no GHT in this. That's talking about a straight, the little winding, narrow way. Hey, what do we got to do tonight, church? Hey, we got to find that way. We got to get in that narrow way and say, I'm going to stand on that rock. Yeah. Why? Because there's a hedge that needs to be made up. Now, if y'all would get with me in my introduction, maybe some people are like, I don't even know what James is doing right there. Hopefully it'll touch somebody's heart. Hey, I want to paint a picture of the time that we're living in. I want to paint a picture of the need that we have right now. Hey, but I also want to paint a picture, hey, that it's always been like this. Hey, we're not always going to be numbered. If the Muslims take over and they overpopulate all of us, if you give me Jesus Christ, that's all I need. Hey, what happens if they start burning us? Well, they burned us before. What happens if they start taking us from our children? Hey, they've done it before. Hey, but as Joshua says, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Hey, we're not messing around with the gods. Hey, from before the flood, we're not worshiping the junk. Hey, we're not worshiping Monday night football. We're not worshiping whatever the school's got going on. Hey, we're going to worship the Lord and Him only. Which leads me to my text tonight, and I'll give you the message that the Lord has laid on my heart, and hopefully we can say it's been good, but hopefully somebody will say the Lord spoke to him tonight. Hey, in 1 Samuel chapter 26, hey, just for a little bit, a few more minutes here, I'd like to talk about a man named Abishai. Hey, I couldn't get away from you. I thought, what in the world kind of message am I supposed to be bringing to, you know, when you talk about just these three men over here to the side, not to lift them up, but how in the world can I stand, and Brother Van in the middle, how can I try to stand here and feed men that's been doing this way longer than I have? And then the Lord gives me Abishai, and I said, Lord, I barely know who Abishai is. Hey, I think that's Joab's brother. Hey, but outside of that, I didn't know much. Hey, so the Lord got me in there and got me digging, and I'd like to talk just for a little bit. Lord, allow me to preach just for a little while, hey, on Abishai tonight. What's that got to do with our introduction? Hey, because someone needs to stand in the gap for this church. Someone needs to stand in the gap for that pastor. Hey, why am I saying that? Because he's mine. Hey, we got a deacon. Hey, we got other preachers, evangelists right here. Someone needs to take up the hedge and stand in the gap. And what's it going to take? It's going to take some Abishais. It's going to take some Abishais tonight. Hey, what am I going to try to do? I'm going to try to put an invitation out. Hey, for somebody here to quit being a phony. Hey, quit being a fake. I look at the pastor so we don't make nobody mad. Hey, say, I just can't figure out why would Abishai jump in all these battles. Hey, what I got, don't make me jump in one. Stop holding on, hey, to what ain't real, and get in the fight tonight and surrender. Surrendering leads me to my text tonight in chapter 5. And David arose and came to the place where Saul had pitched. And David beheld the place where Saul lay. Now, if anybody, as Brother Victor also called out, hasn't been familiar with their word, hey, I'll give you a little bit of history here. David's running from his life from Saul. Why? Hey, because Saul's backslid out of the will of God. Lord's glory has departed from Saul. Hey, God's man has already been anointed. Hey, but the man won't step out and let him in the way, and he's running from his life. Hey, he's not in the number. He's not in the majority. He's in the minority. He's not worrying on, hey, all of us are right. He's saying, that's God's man, and I'm going to stick with God's man no matter how this fight turns out. Hey, and we'll read on here, and he says, and David beheld the place where Saul lay, and Abner, the son of Ner, the captain of his host, and Saul lay in the trench, and the people pitched round about him. Then answered David and said to Ahimelech the Hittite and to Abishai, the sons of Zeruiah, brother to Joab, saying, who will go down with me to Saul to the camp? I'd just like to do a little spoiler here. If you do a research and a Google search and hit your study Bible or your Thompson chain and you try to look up this man, Ahimelech, you're not going to find him no other place than right here. This ain't the priest. This is the Hittite. Hey, guess what? We don't know anything about him because he rejected the invitation from the king. He rejected his invitation. And he answered and he said to Ahimelech the Hittite and to Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, brother to Joab, who will go down with me to Saul to the camp? And Abishai said, I will go down with thee. I can't preach too much about Ahimelech because there's nothing to preach about. Hey, but Brother Mike, if I could read between the lines, and Brother Troy, if you all would feel that I'm out of the will, you can call me on it. Hey, but I don't think that he said no. He just didn't say anything. Hey, I wonder how many times, and I'm not just getting on young people. Hey, church people tonight, how many times have we been in service and the man of God up here preaching the gospel, preaching that, hey, we need to get people in. We need to gather together. Hey, we need to be gathered as an assembly here. How many times has God put a ministry on your heart? How many times has God called you, I'm supposed to do this? Hey, I need somebody tonight. Hey, but there's just no answer. How many times? I'll tell you a piece of my testimony. I may have said it. If not, it won't take long to get through. Hey, I was a young boy. I probably was 14 or 15. Hey, we was in a good meeting, and I felt the Lord urging upon my heart and a call to go into the ministry. So you know what I did? I started praying. Hey, I got my Bible, and I said, there it says, not a novice. I'm a kid. I can't go up to this. Hey, so what did I do? I didn't do anything. I didn't tell him no. I didn't tell him I wouldn't preach. I just said, you got the wrong guy. What happened? Hey, didn't get another call. Hey, God, in my early 20s, God gave me a godly wife, the wife that he had for me. Hey, because I waited on her. I'm not going to get on that one. I'll be lost for about 20 minutes to talk about these young men waiting on God to send them a wife. Hey, but I'm sitting there waiting on God, and he gave me the one. And what happened? Hey, he started talking to me and my wife again, letting us know, hey, I've got work for you inside of the ministry. This time I was ready to go, started praying. I said, you know what, man, I'm almost ready to give an answer. Hey, then the adversary comes in. What I do? Use it as an excuse to run, hey, and get away. So what happens? You got to flash forward to Mount Zion Baptist Church. Hey, when I'm sitting right back there, right around where Sister Vicky was, and the Lord told me, I ain't never talking to you again. I'll never call you again if you don't answer me right now. Hey, and what happened? Hey, I'm not going to be Ahimelech. Hey, I'm going to be an Abishai. I'm going to answer the call. Hey, if I could tell you, young people, hey, don't do what I did. Hey, don't sit here. I can sing. I've never tasted champagne. I can sing it. I was in church from the time I was born. My mom and my granny made sure of that. Hey, I sat right here. Hey, that should have been good enough, right? No, when there's a call from the King, you have to answer it. When the call comes for salvation, you have to answer it. Hey, when the call comes to service, you have to answer it. Ahimelech didn't, and we don't have any clue about the type of life this man led. But Abishai said, I'll go down. And it says, so David and Abishai, they came to the people by night and they went into the camp. Hey, we'll skip on down here for a little bit. Hey, but then as we get into the crux of this message and gets into what God's got for us, hey, Brother Don, we've preached David and David and David. I think all of us preachers have preached David. Well, here's the part. There was only one David. Hey, so when we sit here and we say, well, is God calling me to be a David? Am I supposed to be fighting the giants? The answer is yes. Hey, why? Because when David was called, he was prepared for where he was going. Why? Because he was doing his father's business and he was ready for the call. Young people, hey, you need to be in church, need to be reading your Bible. Why? Because one day a call is going to come out, hey, and you need to answer the call, and God's preparing you for it. But then we see here Abishai. Hey, all of a sudden, here he is. Hey, and now he's right by the side of David. Brother Troy goes out and he says, hey, who'll go with me? Now, that wasn't a very good message, a good message to get from the king. Hey, I'd rather go out and say, hey, who'd like to go down here and get some water? Or who'd like to, Brother Don, go over here and let's talk about this? He said, I'm going to go into the middle of the enemy camp where we're outnumbered thousands to one. Hey, who's going to go? But I thank God there was an Abishai. And he said, my king is about to cross over, hey, that little ridge, and I'm not letting him go in by himself. Hey, I'm wondering, we got any church people tonight? Hey, I hate this phrase, sick and tired. Hey, but you know what? Hey, all these pastors leaving the ministry. Hey, and we got pastors on Facebook committing suicide, hey, every day. They talk about the depression that comes in on the pastors and the church leadership. Hey, I'm going to just get in on this, hey, just for a little second. Hey, do you know why? Because Abishai wasn't going into battle with him. Hey, the pastor got into the battle, and the Lord said, get up there to Saul. And David said, will anyone go? And he went to his congregation, and he put the invitation out, and the one looked at him. And the other one said, I'll go. Hey, what's going to happen? Hey, these preachers are carrying loads. These pastors are carrying loads that none of us will ever know. Brother Kenny will never know. I don't know the load of a pastor. I got about this much a taste of it. Hey, but I know one thing. Hey, they need Abishai. Hey, they need a right hand who says, I'm not looking for a crown. I'm not looking to be King David. Hey, I'm not looking to be the latest and greatest. I just want to go to war with my pastor. That's what we're looking for tonight, church. Hey, when it talks about who's going to take up the hedge, who's going to stand in the gap, hey, it doesn't matter if the odds are against us. Hey, the question is tonight, will you go? Hey, I'm asking, will all of us say, I'll go tonight? So that's the first thing we see him here, hey, is when he's answering the call. Hey, I would to God that everybody at this point had already answered the call of salvation. And number two, when you get the call for service, but Abishai doesn't stop here. Hey, but see, Abishai went with him, and he was excited, and he got up in there, and he says in verse 8, he says, therefore, let me smite him, because he looked, and he saw Saul was asleep. Hey, and he said, hey, let me smite him. I pray thee with the spear, even to the earth once, and I'll not smite him the second time. Hey, what does that mean? He said, Paul, I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to get him, and I'm going to get him good. Hey, he was ready to go. I don't care if we're surrounded by the whole host. I don't care that when he groans and I get him, it's going to wake them all up. Hey, but I'm telling you, if you're going to be an Abishai, you better sit underneath that preacher. Hey, you better sit there. Hey, and that's a charge to the pastors and the preachers and the elder church people, the elder sisters and the women in the church. Hey, that, as it's already been testified tonight, hey, we're supposed to be teaching, Brother Josh, and showing examples and teaching them how. Because what happened? You had a young convert, if you would. He's ready to go in the ministry. He's got his brand new Bible on his hand. Or he got saved at that first revival. Hey, and he all of a sudden, he got that brand new Bible. And he's going to get on the school bus. And he's going to get in there and save them all on his first trip. Hey, and then what happens? You get burnt out. You get discouraged. Hey, you're preaching the gospel. You're pouring your gut into the congregation. You're getting nothing back from them. And you're saying, God, what's wrong? Hey, guess what? Hey, sometimes them older Davids need to say, calm down, Abishai. Amen. That's what David said here. He said, hey, he said, David said to Abishai, destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? Hey, we, Brother Troy, we like to get on our banner, and we got our 2 cents, and we got our sins that we believe that this other group don't want to. I ain't saying go join a church with them. Hey, I'm saying you better watch out how you get into the battle with them. Hey, why? Because he said you better not be stretching your hand forth against God's anointed. Amen. Why? Hey, because that new convert, hey, that warrior needs that king. That king needs that warrior. Get on down here just a little farther. We see he's eager, and David said, don't you stretch him. And we know just by reading through, you guys want to be a good little reading project for you this weekend. Find out what happened. Just took a spear, took him a little cut, and then he got a little far way off and said, hey, look at this. We was right in there. We could have killed you, but we didn't. Hey, sometimes when we're standing in the gap, hey, sometimes when we got that homosexual lined up and we got that King James Bible focused right on him and then crosshairs are poured straight on top of him and we're on Facebook and we got our sword and we're getting ready to just split. He's not going to be able to come back on this one. Hey, maybe we need to say, wait a second. Hey, let's let the Lord show us what we're supposed to. Hey, we need to go ahead. Not only does that older generation need to be training up the younger generation, but that younger generation needs to be learning what they're being taught. Amen. Hey, why? Because we'll never stand in the gap if the older ones don't teach the younger ones how to act. Amen. We'll keep going on here. So we see here he's answered the call. Hey, now we see him in this verse, the latter part, he's being instructed. Hey, but a little farther on down in 2 Timothy. In 2 Timothy in verse 10, we see a little bit more. We find him in another spot. Hey, we find him fighting in the battle. The Bible says here in verse 9, when Joab, hey, saw that the front of the battle was against him and behind him, he chose all the choice men of Israel and he put them in array against the Syrians. Hey, what happened? Hey, there'll be times when the pastor says, hey, we're in a battle on something right here, and he may go over and grab this one and grab that one and say, well, guess what? Hey, the pastor didn't put me in the circle. Hey, I didn't get caught in on that meeting right there. Hey, I'm guilty of that. I'll say right now and ask forgiveness. Hey, there, I want to be in there. I want to be Abishai. I want to turn my horse loose and run. Hey, but sometimes, Brother Van, we ain't all in the meetings. Sometimes we don't know what's going on. Hey, but I see here in verse 10, he says, and the rest of the people, he delivered into the hand of Abishai. Hey, I thank God that when Joab says, I'm going to take our choice men, hey, and I'm going to take the best ones we got, and I'm going to head this way. Hey, Abishai, why don't you take the runts, hey, and just go over there to the side. Hey, what does that mean? Well, I don't want to do this nursing home ministry. Brother Don say, wait a second. Hey, there's not enough people here. Hey, well, it's getting a little late. Hey, Abishai, he stood in the battle. Hey, we saw him being called and answering it. Hey, and then we saw him being instructed, and then we see him full use to the king in service in the battle. Hey, if we're going to be an Abishai tonight, hey, and we're going to stand in the gap, we're going to have to understand, hey, that the Lord's running this thing. Hey, the Lord is the main shepherd. Jesus is the one that looked out. He's the one that had compassion upon him, hey, because he saw him as being sheep without a shepherd. The Lord is the one running the show. Hey, does he set up men and pastors? Hey, the Old Testament said, I'll give you pastors off mine own heart. Hey, what are they supposed to be doing? Following the Lord. Then what happens to that? The commandment comes down into the congregation, and we get up and we go into battle. Amen. We're going to stand for the Lord tonight, young people. In church, hey, we're going to have to get in the battle. There's no retirement to this battle. There's no time where you say, I've done enough. I've been to enough camp meetings, been to enough revivals. I've ascended to Buddha status to where now I've figured it all out. Hey, that doesn't happen. Abishai's in the fight.
Yeah.
Well, fast forward. Forward here a little bit to 2 Samuel chapter 21, and we find him again. We find him in another spot. We found him being called and answering his call. We found him being instructed. Hey, we've seen him in the fight. And David, hey, the one that came down, Kendra, this is King David that we love, the one that killed Goliath. This is the one we love, talking about how pretty he was and how beautiful he was. And the king, hey, what a great representation of Christ that he was and how he slew it. Amen. Hey, we talk about the great shepherd. Hey, but now, Pastor, we find out he's got some age on him. This isn't just the David that we knew. I'm not telling you, Brian, about the David who was just a little rooty little boy, hey, who climbed out of his teenage sheepfold and said, I'm going to go kill a giant. Hey, this is a man got some years on him. Hey, this is some man that's been in some battles. This is a man who's weary. Pastor Mike, this is a guy right here. This David is a David who's seen enough bloodshed to kill a whole bunch of people. And we find him in a fight. Hey, I've got a news flash for you, church. These giants don't stop coming. If it ain't abortion or homosexual marriage, it'll be something else. We get that figured out, it'll be something else. Why? There'll be another giant to fight. We see here it says, moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel. And David went down and his servants with him. And they fought against the Philistines. And David waxed faint. And Ishbi-Babinab, which was one of the sons of the giant, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight, and being girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David. Church, we need Abishai. Why? Hey, because Satan is trying to kill our pastors. They're trying to kill the preachers and the deacons. They're trying to, the Lord looked out to Peter and he said, Satan desires to have you sifted as wheat. Hey, that's what's going on. And we see here he's weary. He's tired. Hey, and this giant is coming back for round 57. And this time he says, I'm getting him. But verse 17. But Abishai, the son of Zerai, succored him. This word succored. Hey, he didn't just help him. He didn't just save him. This word, man, it was real bad. It was real bad. He thought it was going to be over, but he succored him. Yeah. Noah, right when it looked like David was done, out of nowhere, here comes Abishai. If I could paint a picture in the middle of a battle, hey, maybe David got separated from the group and nobody thought to keep an eye on David because David had killed his 10,000s and 10,000s. Hey, nobody was watching him. Hey, we got our men of God standing up here. Hey, we got our elder preachers and we say, of course they can go up. They've done it 1,000 times. Hey, of course he can go up and do that. Hey, church, we better not ever stop praying for our leadership. Better not stop praying for our pastors. Hey, why? Because there's a giant coming that's got his name on him. Hey, there's a giant coming that wants to kill the pastor of our church. Hey, every church in here, Brother Josh, there's a giant looking for him. Hey, but he's succoring. He saw, hey, wait a second, where's my man of God at? Where's my preacher at? Where's my king at? Oh, I can't find him. Well, we better find him. Hey, we've got some preachers that's got weary in a fight, and they've gone missing in AWOL. Hey, and just as the prayer request was went out from a praying mama over here, hey, maybe somebody needs to pray, hey, about being the one that could help Adam. Yeah. Maybe he's struggling with some things. Hey, maybe he's sitting here in his fight. Hey, maybe there's a giant that knows what he can do with those two, and the giant's got him. Hey, maybe somebody needs to run in and help. Hey, that's what happened here. But Abishai, hey, the son is right, succored him, and he smote the Philistine, and he killed him. Then the men of David swear unto him, saying, thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel. What is that? That's the reverence. Yeah. Why? Hey, that's that man that trained him. That's that man that sat underneath him. Hey, that's that man, Brother Paul, hey, that when they was little and didn't know nothing, hey, that's that man when they was ready to go charge hell with a water pistol, hey, that's the man that told him how to do it. He's the one told him how to hold his sword. He's the one, hey, and he found him in trouble. Hey, I'm telling you young people tonight, hey, I know this ain't a shout message. I know it's real quiet. I hope it just ain't everybody sitting down on me. Hey, but I'm telling you right now, hey, the Lord needs some Abishai. Hey, I'm hard on my teenagers. Hey, but what am I trying to do? I'm trying to teach you how to swing a sword. Hey, Dakota, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to teach you how to fight. Samantha, hey, what have I always tried to do? Am I perfect? Absolutely not. Hey, what do these preachers do and these pastors, hey, when they get up in this pulpit, what are they trying to do? They're trying to put a sword in your hand. I'm not trying to tell you to read the Bible because it's a fairy tale and we got to remember it to pass it on. Hey, I'm trying to put a sword in your hand. Hey, why? One day Satan may have me. One day I may be weary in the fight. Hey, one day I might have been Samson out of the will of God, not prayed up, said I'll just go up like the last time, find myself in trouble. Hey, I might need an Abishai. Hey, but guess what? Hey, I need to be an Abishai too. Last place we find him, and I won't turn there. It's pretty familiar scriptures. Hey, the last time we find him mentioned, he's listening on the name of David's mighty men. Says this same man went out, killed 300 men with a spear. Hey, David listed him. Hey, I'm telling you right now, hey, when you spend that time, young people, paying your dues, hey, and you spend your time on your knees in prayer, hey, and you get underneath somebody who's willing, hey, there's a lot of churches right now don't have older generations to teach younger generations. Hey, if an older person tells you anything, hey, you better listen to it. Hey, older crowd and seasoned crowd, hey, don't just look at them as a bunch of millennials. Hey, don't just look at them, hey, Brother Van, as, hey, well, you know how they are. They need to do their own thing. They're more kumbaya than anything. Hey, don't just judge them. Hey, we need to teach them and train them. Hey, guess what? Hey, if David wouldn't have trained Abishai, hey, that might have been the end of David. Hey, if he hadn't invested time in the younger generation, if he hadn't sought them mighty men and drawn them unto him, and if he hadn't trained them and sat in there, no wonder he turned around and he didn't have no help. But church, hey, this is a two-way street. Hey, this ain't just for the pastors. We got to choose to be in that fight. So I'd like to go ahead and just maybe close out a little bit. In this 1 Samuel chapter 26, back to my text verse, I want to leave it with this. Then answered David and said to Ahimelech the Hittite and to Abishai the son of Zeruiah, brother to Joab, saying, who will go down with me to Saul to the camp? The Lord's asking when he says, I look and I sought for somebody to stand in the hedge and take up into the gap, but I found none. I'm asking you tonight, this evening, hey, maybe we go, we give an invitation. Hey, maybe somebody surrenders to preach. Maybe somebody surrenders to be saved, and that would be great. Hey, but maybe somebody just surrenders to read their Bible. Hey, maybe somebody just surrenders that I'm going to pray. Hey, somebody just says, when the Lord looks down, hey, because David is a type and a picture of Jesus Christ. This is the man after God's own heart. Hey, I don't have to get too deep in theology to realize if it's a reference to David, it can turn straight into a reference to me. Hey, I understand, hey, that I'm not a Jew. I understand who this Old Testament was written for. I've studied my Bible, but every word in there may not have been written to me, but every one of these words was written for me. Hey, so I'm asking you tonight, church, hey, will you go with me? Will you go with me to stand in the hedge? Hey, South Lebanon was making news. I don't know how these other towns held up. South Lebanon was setting records for heroin overdoses. Hey, we had kids running around town. Always had kids running around town. Hey, but instead of just sitting back and saying, oh, look like a bunch of drug heads. Hey, you reap what you sow. Hey, you go out there and sow to the wind. You're going to reap a whirlwind. And we put our suit on and we come to church. Hey, I'm asking, who's going to go with me to stand in this hedge? Hey, who's going to stand up? Hey, when it comes time in 2050, when they tell us the Muslims have took over and these jihadis have placed Sharia law, hey, where there used to be King James Bible, hey, and they're converting at rapid paces, hey, when they all of a sudden take the field of battle, I'm asking you, who'll go with me? Right. I'm not asking you from the pastor. Hey, I'm saying, hey, who's going to war? Hey, who's willing to go to war for this? Yeah. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. It says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, who shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. I'm not asking you tonight if you're called to preach. I'm not asking you tonight if the Lord has called you to sell your home, hey, and go to a foreign soil. And if he does, you better go. I can't do the call. I can't tell who's called to go where. But I'm telling you, if the Lord's calling you to walk across the street, you better walk across the street. Hey, but I'm asking you, when he looked down, hey, we know that there's a hedge. We know that there's somebody needs to stand in the gap, Brother Don. And he looked down and he's standing. Hey, the Lord took him and translated him to the very presence of God. He's getting it straight from the throne. And he looks down and he says, who'll go for us? And he says, here am I, send me. The problem is, we've heard this message 1,000 times. The problem is, we quote this every youth retreat. We quote this every get-together. Every time the revival gets real good. Hey, you know when we're going to fill the gap here? When my teenage Sunday school class says, here am I, send me. When are we going to make an impact in South Lebanon? When this congregation says, here am I, send me. Everybody wants to be a preacher. Hey, Brother Don, it seems like, hey, you go ahead, you have one of these service, man. Hey, getting called to preach, that's what I'm going to do. Hey, somebody said amen 10 times. Hey, they've been saved 10 days. Get him to preach. Hey, that's not what God's doing. God's not calling everybody and their brother and their uncle, hey, to get up here and be a preacher. Hey, we don't think, hey, you don't have to sell your home, hey, and drive across the ocean to work for God. You just say, here am I, send me. I'm asking you tonight, if the Lord spoke to you, if the Lord's put it on your heart or burdened you, hey, about doing more, hey, in your local assembly, hey, would you just say, here am I, send me? Hey, if the Lord's put ministries inside the church, hey, maybe they're not being upheld. Hey, maybe they're not being worked with the way they're supposed to be. Hey, because there's news. Three in the church can't do them all. Hey, not give them the time. Hey, but what are we going to need? We're going to need some Abishai's. Say, I'm sick and tired of sitting on the fence. Hey, I don't care, Brother Brian, if we're outnumbered. Hey, I'm asking tonight for the call from Abishai. Who's just saying, here am I, send me? Asking us tonight. Well, I had some other verses, man. I could drag this invitation out for days when we talk about examples in the Bible. Hey, when I'd like to hit Elisha just for a second. Hey, Elijah walks by. Hey, Elijah thought he was dead, prayed for God to take him home. Hey, God said, get up. You're going to anoint a king and take an apprentice. Hey, his name's Elisha. Go get him. Hey, Elisha walked by. Hey, the man of God said, come on, let's go. Hey, he burnt the oxen, burnt the plow, had him a big old barbecue and left. Hey, and what happened? Did twice. So what Elijah did. Do we have some people here that just like to talk about being Elisha, but ain't ever showed no interest in being an Elisha? Hey, we like to go ahead at youth retreat, and I'll sit here and put my stick in the fire. Maybe we got some of the older people. They come into the, because you know, the campfire service is safe. That's where everybody sings and cries and tells everybody how they're going to burn all their CDs when they get home. Hey, then all of a sudden, you go back the next Friday, and you buy them all back. Hey, how many times have we sat here and just said, I'm going to be an Elisha. Brother Don, I'm going to be the one. Hey, I'm asking us tonight, who's actually going to kill the cow and burn the plow and say, sink or swim, I'm in this fight. Hey, I remember these services just when I was a kid. Hey, used to be full. Man, hey, camp meeting, get them in here. Man, other churches drive by and, hey, what's going on Friday night? Hey, drive in. Hey, what's happening? God's not changing. His word's not changing. We're changing. Why? Because no one is answering this call. Will you go with me? I'm asking you tonight, before, if we had Sister Woodruff, I don't know if you're doing the invitation.